Welcome back to another episode of Clash at the Roundtable. I'm your host, Ro. And today we got a couple things for we get into anything, man. Let's go over what happened last week. Few scores, you know, as we all know, Lions versus Chiefs. Lions won. Browns and Bengals, which I was kind of shocked because Joe Burrow. Thank you, Joe, because you fucked up me. I want to say you fucked me up on fantasy. Good thing I did have a good lineup because, whew, Lord. Joe played like shit. I ain't going to lie. He played like motherfucking shit. He got benched in the fourth quarter, I think, with like 5 minutes left, which that was not one of his finest moments. CJ Stroud, he kind of struggled. Same way, same as well as Bryce Young did. Kind of overthrew a couple of wide receivers. I think it's like kind of like, I wouldn't say, but it's kind of like a timing issue with them. Baker Mayfield balled out, which that was surprising. The Commanders, they straight up dominated the Cardinals, in my opinion. 49ers, they really took it to the Steelers, 30-7. Jacksonville Jaguars versus Colts. Anthony Richardson, he really balled out as well, but ultimately came up with a loss. But you could tell that he's going to be very explosive. And not only that, but if they build around him and continue to build around that team around him, it's going to show. It's going to be some good stuff happening for the Colts if they can keep AR-15 healthy and, you know, injury free. You can tell that he will be a good QB for them. They might have found their QB of the future. I know the whole situation with Luck and their previous QBs did not work out very much so after the Peyton Manning era. But I honestly do have a little bit more high hope for Anthony Richardson. Titans Saints. That was a dog fight, and I would say that was a dog fight. Honestly, Derek Carr was a little bit surprised, but nonetheless came out with a win. Raiders topped the Broncos. I really wasn't surprised. I want to say surprised, but not so necessarily of like, ah, yeah, that's saving grace with the Broncos. I really didn't. Russell Wilson played good, but it just didn't look like, oh, the savior, as a lot of Bronco fans was trying to say. Sean Payton was. Eagles versus Patriots. Eagles jumped on the Patriots early, you know, with turnovers, getting pick sixes and stuff like that. But ultimately, the Patriots almost came back, but couldn't, you know, get the deal done or whatever the case may be. But, you know, Eagles topped them. Surprise there where the Rams literally beat the shit out of Seattle, which I know probably before this one, I took the Seattle Seahawks. I really thought that they was going to feast on the Rams, and arguably they should, but I would say this. You could tell that the Rams wanted it a lot more than Seattle did. Seattle went in there probably thinking that, hey, you know, everything was sweet. We got the better players. We got the more noticeable name players. But I'm going to be honest with you, any Sunday, you can get your ass, or any Saturday, Sunday, Friday, Tuesday, Wednesday, whatever case may be, wherever you play football at, you get that ass spanked on any given day. I don't care if your name is the Seattle Seahawks, and I'm really disappointed in them. You know, we did sustain some injuries, but hopefully we could bounce back this week. No telling, but I am really, really disappointed in us. And on that, we have Dolphins versus Chargers, which that was an instant classic, in my opinion. Tyreek went off, Not saying I was surprised by it, but, like, I was surprised by the fact that the Chargers do have a good defense, but yet again, still remains the same. Their head coach is trash. He cannot make a decision to save his life. That's just in my opinion. Packers versus Bears. Love had a coming out party. And I mean, he had a coming out party with arguably no-name wide receivers, just Aaron Jones and him. Aaron Jones did sustain, I want to say, a hamstring injury, if I ain't mistaken. But he should be, he looking to be good this week. But when I say Love balled out, he really balled out, which I was surprised when it came down to the Bears. The Bears had a better offense, but yet and still, they did not move it how they were supposed to move it. I think Justin Fields took almost like, I want to say took, well, not even much, almost. I feel like he took some steps back, you know, in this first game. And I get it, it's the first week of the season. You know, a lot of people are rusty, and a lot of people did not play. Your starters did not play, you know, during the preseason. So, like, I understand that, but when I tell you I'm not taking nothing away from Love, Love really balled out. Cowboys versus the Giants, as we know, and it's crazy because if the Cowboys can get this same result via their defense, their offense is going to be flying by, and Dak doesn't have to do too much. Because when I tell you, outside of that first drive that the Giants put together, it was all Cowboys. All Cowboys. Jets versus Bill. Another, when I say another instant classic, that was an instant classic. Go over that a little bit. If I was a Jets fan and seeing that Aaron Rodgers got hurt within the first series, I know that's kind of hard for them because this is they're like they boosted quote unquote this team up like, oh man, we got everything that we need. Dalvin Cook came to play with Aaron Rodgers. We got Alan Lazard. We got Randall Cobb. We went and got the offensive coordinator, David Hatchett. You know, we got all these pieces to build around Aaron Rodgers in this team, and we're expecting to win a Super Bowl or at best get to the playoffs, and you get hurt within four plays of the new season. And not only do you get hurt, but you have a torn Achilles. So you're out the rest of the year. So if I'm a Jets fan, I'm, hey, man, here goes my Achilles. You can have that shit because I don't need it right now. I just need you to be great, you know. But, hey, in typical Jets fashion form, didn't look good for him. Honestly, throwing Zach in the mix, I wouldn't say he played good because he really didn't. They leaned on the running game. Despite the Bills turning the ball over three times, and that's what really saved the Jets. It was their defense. And yet again, their defense is going to have to show up big each and every game because you don't know what type of ball player you're going to get with Zach Wilson. Honestly, you would think that that Zach would have did more, but I mean, the game, name of the game is stay ready and always be ready. And I mean, he pulled it off, a 22-16 victory, but you can tell like that team got shook early and they had to lean on their running game more than what they wanted to. Breece Hall, he looked it amazing. I would say he looked it amazing. That big yardage that he broke, I want to say that was at the goal line. Well, not at the goal line, but at their own, within a 5 or 10 yards line. Broke it off, got to the Bills side of things. I really thought he was going to score, but you can also tell that him coming back from that, I want to say he had an ACL or MCL injury, hey, kind of slowed down a little bit. Really, really slowed down a little bit far as getting gassed, trying to get it to the end zone. But if I'm the Jets, I'm literally trying to figure out what we're going to do at QB. Because, I mean, honestly, you brought in Zach. Well, you don't bring in Zach. You have Zach Wilson on the roster. But if you saying, hey, these are my Super Bowl odds. Hey, there's a guy that retired last year that played for let me see, the Buccaneers. And I believe his contract is up with the Buccaneers. And I would call him and be like, hey, yo, Brady, yeah, I know you freshly retired. You know, you got your name in Patriots Ring of Fame, whatever you want to call that. You know, hey, won't you come over to Gotham City and get you one more, you know, for the good old times. You know, you get to play against the Patriots. We got a good defense. O-line is kind of shaky, but we got two good running backs, and we got some wide receivers that are dogs, especially that Wilson cat. You know, we got them. Hey, we got some dogs. But nonetheless, you know, come on. Play. We'll pay however much money you want to be paid. We'll pay it just to get this Super Bowl. Aaron Rodgers did post earlier today that he, quote unquote, will using a, and it's funny because, as we know, Jets are, quote unquote, the Gotham City, as they like to nickname themselves. Aaron Rodgers took a quote from Batman, I shall rise again. So we're going to see how that is going to play out with Aaron Rodgers. But stepping into this week, far as the NFL week goes, we got Vikings versus Eagles. I really like the Eagles over the Vikings. I don't really expect, you know, Vikings to really do too much. I really do expect them to drop 0-2. That's just me. I do feel like Philly exposed them last year, and I think Philly's going to do the same thing as they did last year. Take what the formula that they did to beat them. You know, don't worry about Dalvin Cook because, well, we ain't got Cooks. Then we got to worry about Cooks. We just got to worry about, you know, a good guy named Jetta, a.k.a., you know, Justin Jefferson. Ravens versus Bengals. I'm going to have to go with the Bengals. I feel like they're going to have a bounce-back game. Seahawks versus the Lions. I'm going to go with Seattle. I'm going to give us another week. I do think we're going to take that loss that we took to the Rams last week and bounce back for sure, for sure. I do think we can ultimately get this game, but we have to play sound defense. And I'm going to be honest, we're going to have to play sound defense, and our offense is going to have to fucking wake up. Colts versus Texans. I'm going to be intrigued by this match because you have AR-15 and you have CJ playing as well, but I'm going to have to ultimately go with the Colts, edging out the Texans on this one just by a field goal or probably a touchdown. Bears versus Broncos. I'm going to go with the Bears. I feel like they're going to have a wake-up game. Chiefs versus Jags. From my understanding, Chris Jones is back, and they paid the man, even though it was a one-year contract, but they paid the man. Travis Kelce is expected to play, so I think that they will be. It might be a tough game, but I expect the Chiefs to bounce back on this one. Packers versus Falcons. I am going to go with the Falcons with the upset on this one. Raiders versus Bills. I will have to go with the Bills on this one. Don't really like the Raiders. You know, I do expect Josh Allen not to throw all those picks, so I do have him bouncing back on this one. Chargers versus Titans. I feel like the Chargers will bounce back on this one as well. 49ers versus Rams. Is the Rams, I wouldn't say they stand a chance, but I do think the 49ers will beat the shit out of the Rams. And if they don't, I wouldn't be surprised. But I do think the 49ers will roll on this one. Giants versus Cardinals. I expect the Giants to bounce back over the Cardinals on this one. Jets versus Cowboys. This is going to be my... I feel like this is going to be the game of most games this week. I'm going to go with the Cowboys. And the reason why I say it's going to be the game against games, because both defense showed up and showed out this past week. So I do expect them to be a defensive struggle. And I love defensive games. I really do love hard-fought defensive games. Don't get me wrong, I like where your offense is throwing the ball around and stuff like that going up and down the field. But sometimes I do miss that old-school physical defensive game. So I do expect this to be a defensive game with the Jets and Cowboys. But I'm going to have to go with the Cowboys, because I don't trust Wilson. I trust Dak more than Wilson on this one. you know, I trust Dak way more than I trust Wilson. Commanders versus Broncos. I'm going to go with the Commanders. I think they have, not saying they have a better offense, but I think they have a lot of stuff more together than the Broncos do right now. Dolphins versus Patriots, I expect Dolphins to dominate the Patriots on this one. And Monday night, we have Saints versus Panthers. I'm going to go with the Saints over the Panthers. I do think that, not saying anything against Bryce Young, because I do think Bama kid, love Bryce Young. But I do think the Saints are a better team right now in the season than the Panthers are. That's just me. The second header for Monday night is Browns versus Steelers. And I'm going to have to go with the Browns. The Steelers, I didn't like what I seen. And I get that it was, quote-unquote, the 49ers, and they have a good defense. But ultimately, like, I really did not like what I seen from them this past Sunday. Let's go ahead and go to college. So before I even get into college picks, I'm even gonna say this. Like, for one, I love what Deion is doing. Can't express that enough with Colorado. Really just one-ups what their record was last year, getting another win, you know, against their rivalry. I guess I didn't know that was a rivalry until, you know, last weekend, but I was shocked by that. And they steadily climbed up the rankings. Went from not being ranked at the beginning of the season to now to being ranked last week. I want to say they was in the top 20. And now they moved up another notch to 18. So, like, sooner or later, you're going to have to put some respect on Colorado. Sooner or later. I don't know if it's going to be this year or it's going to be about a year or two from now, but sooner or later, you're going to, mark my words, you're going to have to put respect on them. Now, let's get into the story of the week, but man, I'm going to tell you this, like, I am sick and tired of, you know, these so-called fans, in a sense, and reason why I say fans, in a sense, because, man, when Alabama lost to Texas immediately, and I knew, me being a Bama fan, that I was going to catch some smoke. But what I don't like is, and maybe people are like, oh, man, you're being sensitive. And no, I'm not being sensitive at all. But what I don't like is people that I don't even talk to hits me up like, hey, you all right? What about that Bama? What happened to y'all? Like, bro, like, I don't even much talk to you on a daily basis. I don't even much talk to you at all. So, like, I don't even much know who you are. And you come in saying something about Bama or whatever team that I choose to root for or, you know, whatever the case may be. It's like, damn, what the fuck? What is wrong with you? Like, people that I talk shit with, I expect them to come into my inbox, to call me, to hit me up on any social media or hit me up however they feel like hitting me up or even come by the fucking house and be like, hey, yo, what happened? You're like, yeah, all right, hey. You know, I expect those people because guess what? I will do the same thing, start talking shit about their team, you know, if they lose a big game and stuff like that. But those people that I don't know, just like random fans or random people that's like, ah, I know he's an Alabama fan. Let me go ahead and jump on this bandwagon. Dude, I don't even know you. So why would you even come be brave enough to slide yourself into my inbox or slide yourself into any of my social media accounts to just talk cash money shit? Like, that, to me, that's just fucking weird and will forever be weird to me. And no, I'm not salty by any means, because I even had a conversation, and I'm gonna be honest with you. I know other fans of other teams that honestly says the same thing that I say, you know, when it comes out to like, dude, I don't even much know you, and you coming up, ah, what happened to, but dude, who are you? Like, Do I even talk to you on a daily basis? Like, and I'll set a perfect example of this. So I knew for a fact the first person that was going to hit me up was Boss. When we lost, Boss blew up my text messages and group text messages that we were also a part of. Like, hey, yo, Bama's dynasty's always been over, da 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 da. So, like, I expect that from him because, hey, me and him, when it's football season or, you know, not even just football season, basketball season, NFL season going on, Major League Baseball, and our teams go head-to-head or one of our teams lost to a big rivalry or a game that is so hyped up and we wind up losing. Me and him legit talk shit. Like, you should have seen, what it was, a couple months ago, where New York and Miami was going on. And I made a post about, hey, yo, Knicks in five, you know, woo, woo, woo. And he kept quiet once I did that. And I admit it, he kept quiet. But once that series started and that series ended, oh, you could not shut Boss up worth a damn. And he made sure I heard every single thing when it came down to his heat. And that's respectfully. Can't get mad. Even if I did feel some type of way on it, couldn't get mad. Because guess what? I started that box and I know for a fact what was going to come with that box. In general, that's just with me and him when we come to our teams. He's very passionate about his team and stuff like that, and I am as well. So when it comes down to talking shit about our teams, oh yeah, we're going to talk our shit. But when you have someone that you don't even know sliding your inbox, what happened to your Tide? Oh, y'all suck. Like, nigga, who are you? Like, seriously, who are you? I don't even talk to you. How did you even find me on this fucking app? How, Sway? How? But, you know, I digress. Let's go ahead and get into these college picks. We got Bethune-Cookman kicking off Thursday night with Miami. I'm going to have to go with Miami on that one, you know, which I don't think they're really playing anybody. Alabama versus South Florida. I do expect us to bounce back. Yeah, because it looked nasty for us. Florida State versus Boston College. I expect Florida State to go over Boston. Penn State versus Illinois. I expect Penn State to go over it. LSU versus Mississippi. And I feel like this will be the kickoff, if I'm not mistaken, the kickoff for the SEC as far as teams starting to play their SEC schedules. I'm going to go with LSU. I do think that they'll bounce back. Well, not bounce back, but they'll gain another win in a sense. Kansas City State versus Missouri. I'm going to go with Missouri on this one. Both teams are undefeated. Weber State versus Utah. I'm going to go with Utah. That's a no-brainer. Central Michigan versus Notre Dame. I'm going to go with Notre Dame on that one. South Carolina versus Georgia. I'm going to go with Georgia on this one. As much as I don't want to, I'm going to go with Georgia. I don't think South Carolina is really that. But, you know, that's my opinion. San Diego State versus Oregon State. I'm going to go with Oregon State on this one. Oklahoma versus Tulsa. I'm going to go with Oklahoma on that one. Minnesota versus North Carolina. I'm going to go with North Carolina. Northwestern versus Duke. I'm going to go with Duke. Duke is kind of shocking a lot of people right now, which I don't think they're going to contend for a national championship, but they're shocking a lot of people right now. Western Michigan versus Iowa. I'm going to go with Iowa. Western Kentucky versus Ohio State. Another cakewalk for Ohio State. I expect them to dominate. Washington versus Michigan State. This is going to be surprisingly. I'm going to go with Michigan State for the upset over Washington. Northern Colorado versus Washington State. I'm going to go with Washington. North Carolina Central versus UCLA. I'm going to go with UCLA. We got Tennessee versus Florida. Yeah, this is going to be a good matchup. And people, if you're a Tennessee fan, you think that Tennessee is going to blow out Florida, you're sadly mistaken. I don't care what type of Florida team shows up. Anybody who knows college football, when you have a rivalry on your goddamn table, or on your schedule, and it's time to fucking eat, oh, you best believe they're going to go head-to-head. But I'm going to give the win to Tennessee, even though, hey, Florida is Florida. Bowl Green versus Michigan, I'm going to go with Michigan on this one. Georgia Tech versus Ole Miss, I'm going to go with Ole Miss on this one. Wyoming versus Texas. Texas, I expect them to win. They're coming off a big win against Alabama yet again. Unfortunately, I don't like that, but hey, can't blame it. Hawaii versus Oregon. I'm going to go with Oregon. Colorado State versus Colorado. Ooh, and this is a night game, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm going to go with Colorado. I hope Colorado does a blackout. Do they blackout uniforms? That would be so dope. I'm not even going to flex. That's a game, of course. Not saying that's a game that I'd love to see, but that's a game that I'm going to be tuning into. One of the games I'm going to be tuning into this coming weekend. And that's pretty much it as far as college football schedule goes. Ladies and gentlemen, continue to wear your crowns. Continue to be blessed. Hey, I'm out.